Yeah, thanks a million, Chris, for having me on. Yeah, I mean, I suppose we're delighted to have this event back for the second year in a row. It's the first time a club has ever staged the event for 2 years in a row, so we're just really delighted. We're flat out, but we're delighted, and it's a great boost for, I suppose, the local economies of Donegal Town, Bundoran, and Ballyshannon, and even touching parts of Sligo, so it's very positive all around, you know.
Now, tell us a little bit about the championships. They start on Friday, so what can people expect to see?
They can expect to see probably the biggest ever three-day championships that's been staged in Ireland. It's probably one of the biggest rowing events in Europe. We have 2,780 rowers coming, and probably the same in spectators. There's about 500 rowing crews will compete on the water over the 3 days. So what you're going to see is clubs coming from all over Ireland: Mayo, Cork, Kerry, Wexford, Wicklow, Dublin, Antrim, and Donegal, of course. And they're going to go out in the water and compete over the 3 days. The clubs that are coming it's very family oriented sport. So you have from under 12 to over 60 on the water competing at probably the highest level in terms of coastal rowing. Rowing's on a bit of a crest of a wave at the minute with the O'Donovans, but we have our very own Sinead Lynch. She's Nee Jennings. She's Donegal woman, absolute superwoman, really, in my estimation. And she's going to officially open the event for us on the Friday evening.
Now, the actual events themselves, if people are going along and they've never seen an event like this before, tell us a little bit about the actual distances involved and the format of the races.
Yeah, so you have a course laid out in with three cross lanes, basically. You have a start line, and then you have a line at 400 metres, and a lot of the underage races, they go out to that 400 metre boy and they turn it and they come back into a finish line. So their race is in total 800 metres long. Then you have a kind of a second course, which is out to 750 and back. So that's a 1500 metre. And a lot of the intermediates and a lot of the men and ladies and maybe the under 21s would do that course. But then there's a longer course. It's 2.3 kilometres and a lot of the senior men's crews and the under 21 men would do that course, you know. So it's grueling. It's a long, tough course, but it's very fair on the water, and that's the huge advantage of the facilities we have at the Lakeside Centre, that you have this amazing facility, and the water is probably the most amazing facility there, and that, you know, we have water over the 3 days. It's not tidal, obviously, and it's a very fair course, and that's what the clubs love about it, and that's what the rowers love about it, you know. So we're very fortunate there. The ESB have been just an amazing partner of the club. We use it as a training facility, and we also obviously host events on it. And Erin Enterprise and the Lakeside Centre team there, Mongo there, have been very, very supportive and very helpful to us, and we're very, very thankful for that. And even, I mean, we're parking external to the site, you know, and there's people there like Eamon Delahunty, the MART committee, PJ Tracy. They just said, look, no problem, Seamus, you can use our facilities to park. The community, the business chamber in Ballyshannon and Donegal Town, where I'm from myself, have been amazing, you know, so the event all around, you know. And to have it back the second year now is a huge boost. You know, they talk about maybe 1 million for the local economy, so here we go again, we're getting another 1 million in, so it's good for a small club like Donegal Bay Rowing Club to give something back. If I talk about our own club for a minute, we've got 12 teams in this year. It's the most teams we've ever had in, so we're not only staging this thing, but we're going to give it a damn good rattle for the club as well. That's down to the work, I suppose, of the people I have around me. Like, I have an amazing team around me, and I'm very thankful for that, you know.
That's great. And the races, just back to them as well, is it a mixture of individual and crews of 2, 3, 4, or what way does it pan out?
Well, the majority of what goes on is a one design boat, and there's four rowers in that, and you have a cox, a person steering. So the majority is, you have a crew of five, and we have a coach there, Patrick Brady, and he's very consistent that everyone remembers there's a crew of five, not just four rowers. And everyone has a part to play, and the cox is a very important job in terms of steering around that boy and getting that boat turned. So Yeah, and you would have, like, as I said, under 12s, under 14 girls, probably the biggest category. We have three under 14 girls teams in Donegal Bay. We're absolutely ecstatic about that this year. And they're all amazing girls, and they're gonna do us proud no matter what they do, you know. But you also have mixed, so you have mixed categories where you have two men and two women in the boat, and then you have, let's say, you have the masters and the veterans, and I think I'm in a pre-vet myself, so just goes to show you what kind of vintage I'm in. But,
and the spectators who go along, it's a great location, and you've touched on it there, that the fact that it's not tidal, and you're going to have less waves, it'll be smoother as well, even if there is a little bit of wind on the day. From a spectator point of view, are there plenty of vantage points and parking to go and watch?
Yeah. So we have external parking to the site, but we have a shuttle bus service running to the Lakeside Centre. And then you obviously have the campsite overlooking the lake. So in terms of viewing potential, that's fantastic. We also have a number of, we've really linked in with the local businesses this year, and we've come up with a really nice innovation in that we're giving out, we're selling wristbands on entry into the event, and those wristbands will allow you to get discounts in a lot of the local shops, certainly in Donegal Town and in Ballyshannon as well. So pubs, restaurants, shops, the whole lot. So there's even an advantage. I mean, it's free entry. We're offering these wristbands for sale, but the event itself is free entry. And I suppose, ask people locally to come and have a look and see the spectacle of what's going on. It is quite amazing to see it, and even to see the scale of the clubs that come at us, like some of the clubs from Cork and Kerry and Dublin. They're as big as maybe what are equivalent to GA clubs would be, you know, and they come with their marquees and they're really big outfits, and they have a huge amount of team entries, like, you know, so it's very competitive, and you'll see that on the water, and the standard of rowing is excellent, like, you know, so.
Now, tell us a little bit about the clubs in Donegal. You're talking about over 2,700 people being involved in the races over the weekend, and the sport has experienced a lot of growth. How many clubs do we have in coastal rowing in Donegal at the moment?
Yeah, so presently I think we're at about 11 clubs in Donegal. And predominantly they row the traditional skiff, which would have been rowed back probably in the 70s it was started off. But about seven of those clubs as well would have these one design boats, which are predominantly rowed at the championships. And a lot of those clubs will be competing as well over the 3 days. I suppose what we've gone out and said to clubs is, like, okay, we meet at the Donegal Regattas and we're competing against each other, but really when it comes to the All-Ireland, we're all going to come and fly under the Donegal banner for these 3 days and push each other on and help each other as much as possible. And that's really what we're about. We're trying to push up the standard so we can compete on the national stage with these clubs at the All-Ireland. And there's been great developments on that route. I mean, Loughers Point ourselves, I suppose, start out in this road in 2013 competing in Antrim at the All-Ireland, and we've been joined by, I suppose, Killybegs, Inver, the Village Rowing Club, CCF, you know, so there's a lot of these clubs have come along with us, so we're delighted. So Coastal Rowing in Donegal is very strong at the minute, you know, and there's a good organisation structure there in the Donegal Coastal Rowing Association. Danny McCulloch's the chair this year, and he's doing a great job, so yeah, it's really positive, and I suppose we're getting a lot of youth involved as well, which is mainly what it's really what it's all about, you know.
The very fact that it's coming back for a second year suggests that the national body and everybody involved were very satisfied with what they saw last year. So it's a vote of confidence in the venue and everybody involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, as I say, I spoke about my own club. We've an amazing team. We're a small club, but we have an absolutely outstanding team of people around us, from coaches, Patrick Brady there, to the people involved in the committee and to the people outside the committee who have just rolled up their sleeves this weekend. I mean, there's people out this weekend who are going around the businesses trying to get in with a sponsorship. I mean, obviously there's costs associated, but now it's been fantastic. And I mean, the businesses have really come behind us this year, because it was an unknown event last year, but they know what's going to come after this year, and they know it's hugely beneficial to the local economy. And yeah, we've been extremely fortunate. I mean, we got hugely positive reports last year, and the clubs pre-booked their accommodation, so they knew something we didn't. And to be honest, it came from the clubs. It was a ground up It was from the ground up this came, and they wanted to come back, and they pushed the national organization to say, we want to come back here. Like, you know, it's the best facility in the country, and probably shouldn't say that, but it is. We're delighted. We're delighted to have it back, and it's a lot of work, but I think it's going to pay off, and it's worth it for the club and for the local community, you know. So,
and typically, the people involved in the various clubs, how often a week would there be training?
Yeah, well, I suppose from our own perspective, we're out maybe 2-3 times a week. Coming up to the championships now, we're probably out maybe 3 times a week. But typically, clubs are out twice a week, maybe training, you know. I suppose ourselves, we're trying to develop it on ourselves this year. We linked in with a number of national schools and the local secondary school there, the Abbey Vocational School. And we've got rowing machines in the gym in the Abbey, and we had a winter training program there. And then we were developing a bit with, we started with the second years this year, so. I suppose we're really trying to do a year-round thing from our own perspective, and we've affiliated to Rowing Ireland as well. And that's really about coach development and about coach training and that. So we're really trying to push it on ourselves as a club, and a number of the Donegal clubs that have affiliated to Rowing Ireland as well. So that's kind of trying to bring that professional structure into the club and into what we're doing. So we're really delighted about that as well. So. Yeah, I think it's really been pushed on, and obviously the success that's on the nationals and the Olympic stage has really pushed it on as well, and pushed the interest up, you know.
So just wrapping up, Seamus Maguire, the 2017 All-Ireland Coastal Rowing Championships taking place at the Lakeside Centre in Ballyshannon, starting next Friday. They go on Saturday and Sunday, so in terms of the actual times to go down, any particular part of the afternoon that you'd recommend?
So on Friday, the racing starts at around 1 o'clock. The Donegal Town Community Band are going to play at 1:30, and they're All-Ireland champions, and they're going off to an All-Ireland Championships in County Clare, I believe, so I want to wish them all the best, and we're really delighted to have them up. Then on Saturday, it's the heats day. It starts, the first race is off at 8 o'clock in the morning, and the last race will probably finish at 6. There's a lot of racing that day, and then the Sunday, the first final will be off at 9 o'clock, and we'll probably finish around 5, and then you'll have the award ceremony. But one thing I wanted to add, Chris, and I suppose there'll be no surprise here, but we're really calling for as much volunteer help as we can get. As I say, we're a small club, and we want to ensure that this event runs off as successfully as possible. So if anyone can give us an hour or two, we'd really appreciate it. Contact the club through our social media, so through Facebook and that. And we have volunteer wristbands, so you can avail of all the lovely special offers that the shops and the restaurants and the bars have offered to us. And we'll feed you as well. So if there's anyone with a few hours and they want to come and see an amazing spectacle, I'd say come down. We could definitely use the help. But Sunday, the final day, is the big day. And that's really where you're going to see a huge for the competition. But, I mean, there's Donegal clubs rowing on the Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And I'd really ask people to pull out their Donegal flags. They probably have put them away after the year we've had. But take them back out of the garage or the shed and come up to the lakeside and please support the Donegal clubs. I mean, we're really up against it. And it's really great when you're coming in about 200 metres off and you're in a lot of pain and you hear the roar going up for Donegal. Like, it really can be a great lift. And for the youth teams, I think that would be really important if they could hear that. So please, I'd ask everyone to get their flags out and come up to the lakeside. And it's free entry, and come in and support the club, but support Donegal, I suppose, over this weekend, if at all possible.